You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, we're back. Flavor Show, what's going on? And as you see, Black is back in the building. Tashia next to him and Miss Sharonda on my right-hand side. So we're back for another edition of the Flavor Show, and we're glad for the three people watching that continue to watch. And so today's topic, we know we're just like everybody else in the media. We jump on stories when they come. And I do want to say we got some guests that will be coming up soon. I know I'm promising guests. I'm working on guests. We will have guests on the show soon. But until then, we jumped on the hot topic that everybody is talking about. Everybody's glued to the TVs discussing the topic of underage dating, but more specifically, R. Kelly. So, you know, I know some people have some opinions on that. We wanted to talk about facts, truth, myths, you know, what people are putting up here about. We really want to talk about this issue. And, you know, it's been addressed in a lot of different ways by a lot of different people. And I got interested because I was on Facebook, as I do from time to time. And I was jumped on this girl's post who, in a sense, I guess she was kind of defending him because she was saying the fact that, you know, it's regular for little 16-year-old girls to want to date 20-something guys. You know what I mean? And I made a response back sort of like, you know, they're either naive or fast if they choose to do that, you know, with little young girls. So, I mean, she has a point. She has a point. I mean, you know, in her saying that. I think I hit a nerve.
Yeah,
I'm
I think
over
so.
Spice sprung a leak. You all right? You all right? Speak to the mic.
So being one of those girls, they again turn to daddy issues. I was that 16-year-old dating a 21-year-old and probably a 20. I don't even know how old the man was. And I think what did it for me with that initial one was, I remember calling one day and his daughter answered the phone and was like, "Oh, it's my mommy." "Oh, hell no, it ain't." And I was in high school by then. But the first guy that I initially talked to, it was cool. We hung out, you movies, the whole nine. But I've always had a thing for older men. I'm 36. It's a 10-year difference between my son's dad and I. But yeah, so 16-year-olds is nothing to date.
And I think that's it happens.
They got money.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's it. But I do believe that a 16-year-old dating somebody 20 something, you know, she gonna get gamed. I just believe that.
Yeah,
She will get gamed.
But he's able what to do what the high school boy can't do. So
yeah, for sure. So it's a, you know, it's a trade off, I guess.
It's kind of a messed up trade off.
But the difference, I think, in specifically with the R. Kelly is it wasn't like a one time incident.
No,
you know what I mean.
Let me say this.
Okay, let you say it then, bro.
They highlight, and I'm not saying what Robert did, and he's a good friend of mine. I'm not saying what he did is right because I know the truth behind the Liz. But when the white guy do it, like Woody Allen, he married his.
Sure.
Stepdaughter. She was 12, 13, 14, sure. Maybe. You know, I can't think of the white producer guy that ran over to Europe.
Yeah.
But he was kids all day long.
Yeah, the rock and roll guy.
You feel what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I mean, there was a few.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Or Priscilla Presley.
Yeah, for sure.
She was 14.
For sure. But I think the difference, and again, this is what I'm saying. This is the difference in the case of R. Kelly. It's more. You know, they took one woman and raised her like a tree. I hate to say that.
but they
took her from a kid, you know, and raised and married her. But he has several, you know what I mean?
But listen,
He's doing it over and over.
And I'm not defending him.
Okay.
But what made me mad about society is where a white person does it, it don't get that much media. But when a black guy does it, we as black race crucify our own.
Yeah, but I understand that. But again, I don't think it's the same, though.
It's not the same.
I don't think...
If you're a pedophile, you're a pedophile. You fuck kids, you fuck kids. Me, I like young women, but I don't want no 14-year-old. I don't want no 16-year-old because there's nothing she can do for me mentally or physically.
Right. Understandable.
But I think they put a little too much on this. And let's make this clear.
He had a harem of 14 and 17
year
old
girls.
Half
these kids that he had, they knew what was going on. That's like this.
I mean, so they do know what's going on. They're young, though. It's the adult that's the responsibility.
Okay, let me tell y'all.
And
y'all
the people around them who
y'all got kids, right?
Yeah.
You got a daughter.
I do.
Okay.
And I would.
This is a
cut
true story. This is fact. I mean, when Robert used to come here, he used to sleep on Aaliyah's floor in her bedroom.
Okay.
Right? Her dad's name was Mike. He was a good friend of mine. I was little daddy now. He dead. Rest his soul. I said to him, man, I wouldn't give a fuck who he could be. Michael Jackson. He's not sleeping in my daughter's bedroom on the floor. See, they knew what was going on.
But it was the game behind it.
There's no price on my kid's vagina, period.
Sure.
Point blank.
But that don't excuse him.
It don't excuse them, but what I'm saying to you, right. Like most of them girls that was on there, the 16, 17, come on now. You know what the fuck going on. If this man keep calling you to come in town just to fuck you,
he's a superstar at another level.
But listen, I get that part.
She just said that she was dating a 21-year-old to get rise and to get extra money. So what do you think they got from R. Kelly?
I get that part. But don't go call Cry Wolf now.
And I'm with you on that.
Because
he said, you know what they was doing.
They knew what it was when they got him.
Right. And I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. We just had this conversation before you got here. I don't understand why all this stuff is being out here now.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
It's the era.
That's
either,
what she said.
Either you're writing a book, or you're telling a YouTube story.
Right.
And these networks now, reality TV.
Right.
Everybody got some reality. It's to get paid. They couldn't get paid by him. And then he did go to court, and he didn't get convicted on none of them.
Right. Right.
So the man.
Even though they had a videotape, how did he not get? That's what
Right, because this is what they said. They said on the videotape, they could not tell the age of the young girl. That's the only reason why he beat that character.
But you got her auntie. You got her best friend.
The parents.
The parents didn't show.
No, I'm going to tell you why they didn't show. Or the girl.
They got paid.
They got paid, and he sent them to Europe for a whole year during the trial. They couldn't find them. The pastor testified, but still, the mama, the daughter, that's not enough credibility. I can say you 18. I don't know you 18 because I know you. I don't know your true age. I can't come to court and prove it because I don't have no documentation to say that you're 18 years old. But we all know she was a kid. We all know what he did was wrong. But there it is here. The parents knew what kind of guy this was. They could have stopped it any time they wanted to.
True indeed. True indeed.
I agree with that.
Not all the people around him. You know, his handlers,
his
assistants.
Security.
All of
them. All of them.
Same thing with Michael Jackson. He had the little kid, paying the family, taking them all around the world.
For sure.
Soon as he said no, he touched my kids. He funneled them. What they do? Dragged them down through the mud, made them pay that family. It is what it is. This is the life and society that we live in now.
So do you think Michael Jackson did something to the kids?
What?
Well,
is there
is
there a doubt?
I'll just put it out there.
Do I think that he funded the little boy?
Yeah.
Oh, probably so. Yeah. Why wouldn't he? Doubt. That's what he do. That's what
you,
he do.
You act like you know him or something.
No.
I mean.
Hey, let me say this to you.
I'll just ask the question. He
don't have enough motherfucking money to make me sell my ass, period. And he had a whole bankload of
it. So there is a price?
Never. Not enough. I said he don't have enough money. He had a whole bankload of it.
Okay.
So it's not enough. But with this being said, with these young kids, man, these parents are prostituting these kids as well.
They are.
This is true.
In some cases, yes.
Look, there's bigger things in the world that we could be sitting here talking about. And here's one of them. Not fucking R. Kelly. Let's talk about this ignorant-ass president we got. They're shutting shit down for a border. A little black kid just got shot, and they got a GoFundMe fund. It's $32,000. He got a fucking GoFundMe for a fucking long-ass war, and it's $18-19 million. Come on, man.
Same end game. It's for the money, though.
That's what I'm saying to you.
But you said reality TV is what's going to capture people.
They throw us off.
Oh, they give us a diversion.
Here go R. Kelly. He fucked all the little kids. Everybody know he was the Pied Piper.
Right.
We know this nigga's a rapist. Right. We know this. And the parents know he's a rapist. So guess what? My daughter came in. Daddy, I met R. Kelly. No, you didn't, bitch. Go sit your ass down.
Your daughter
would? Hey, she come running and talking about, Daddy, I met R. Kelly. No, you didn't, bitch. Go sit down.
Your daughter a bitch?
Goddamn right at that point. So she can understand that I'm very serious. This nigga finna try to rape you. He finna R. Kelly you. He's gonna piss on you.
Might not for crush her morale.
That's what's wrong with parents nowadays. They don't be honest.
What's wrong with them?
Let me say
you can be honest, but now they're not gonna call my daughter a bitch.
That ain't what's wrong. I ain't gonna let you slide with that.
Listen, so if your girl, your daughter came in.
I ain't gonna call her no bitch.
Okay, that's you.
Okay.
My mama called me a bitch so much, I thought my name was bitch.
Wow.
But
now,
that's
I understand.
That's the reality of life, though.
Now I understand.
But the person that I am.
Hug that man.
I don't need a hug.
A hug ain't gonna help you.
But what I'm saying to you is, then, the truth, how I was raised and the way these kids are raised now, is fucked up. You can't even whoop your daughter. You can't even whoop your son without they talking about child abuse. My mama was my mama told me, go to market, don't you touch shit. I told you don't touch it. Now you do that now. Guess what? Before you get in a checkout line, you're going to jail. Mm. Police gonna be there.
Well, and know where you at.
Know
your areas.
Yeah. Okay.
Know your areas.
Mm. Okay. Well,
he can always get him in the car.
Yeah. You just somebody else see you on the side and call that one.
That's true. Do that.
It is a different. It's a different era. I'm telling you.
This is true.
Pitch. Twist you real good.
Ooh, that's dangerous. Child abuse. Call 911. Help.
Can't nobody prove it.
Beat me. Same thing with R. Kelly. Can't nobody prove it.
And
they had a videotape with him peeing on the girl.
They proved it. I mean, even the one girl was like, you know, when he asked how old she was, she showed him her ID. Mm-hmm. He saw it was 16. He said, keep telling people you're 19 and act like you're 21. Well,
in the industry, they always want you to either down your age. But it's like this, man. And it's sad to say that a black man with all this talent, that he has a problem, a serious problem, and no one around him is willing to step up and say, hey. And I'm talking about the ones that's on a higher level than him.
Right. I mean, they were making money off of him. Yeah,
that was the main thing.
That was the thing. They wanted to protect their investment.
And they understand that publicity of any kind is publicity.
Right.
So, I mean, even though people were saying he was bad, they were still, Chocolate Factory was like the number one selling album.
Why would I cut off my meal ticket?
Right.
My ability to eat? Right. Easy money?
For sure. He was making sure they stay paid, but that still doesn't make right. The man has a problem. He is a predator.
He does have a problem.
And I understand, you know, it's a lot of artists and people with money who prefer younger women. You know what I mean? But this man was a predator.
Right.
I mean, it's not to the point where I'm going to find me a wife. You know, he was just in there every day like fishing in the pool.
Yeah.
You know,
you remember Mario, right? Mario was a little bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that they telling, I got first insight. When Robert used to come and rent the gym for him, he did have a bunch of girls around him, and they was young. But at this particular time, we didn't know that he was a pedophile. We didn't know that he was fucking these little kids. This before he started hitting Aaliyah. But he did. He's going to McDonald's, bro, on Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And pick them all up.
Right.
Yeah, they showed that on the documentary.
Right, for sure.
He was waiting for high school girls to come in there.
And going to these little high school girls' games.
Yeah.
You're a grown-ass man. Sitting up there watching little girls play basketball. You a multi-millionaire.
I wonder.
You go to high school basketball
game. You know, how do a guy really get a rise off really fucking a kid that's 12?
So I would think, and this is, I know this might be kind of vulgar, but because they virgins. You know what I mean? So that's what they want, fresh. They want fresh. So, I mean, that would be my opinion. That's what they want. They don't want anybody who's been touched by too many other men.
They want to open the seal themselves.
For sure. Oh, wow. And a lot of them, that's what they said. It was their first sexual encounter.
Yeah, but that's sick, though.
It's beyond sick. Problem. It's beyond sick. But that's the only justification I could think in his head. I mean, you know, right.
Wow.
That they wanted something. But again, these are your girls. You're tearing up their rest of their lives. And a lot of them, he was doing it under the pretense that he was going to help them.
He enticed them with stardom and
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to help you.
It's R. Kelly. I'm going to help you with them. Whether it's you singing
for sure.
Or your clothing line or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. I mean, his ex-wife is what, a dancer now?
Yeah. Yeah, she, that's where you
was
met
she
her.
Young?
She was like 16.
Yeah.
With a face like her, she had to have something going on.
Because she was like,
she got an ass on
her. Yeah, but she got older.
She is hard in the face.
Yes, she is.
She does.
Says.
That's why he locked up, so nobody gonna see her ugly ass. Hey, bitch, you going to hide.
She over here dying. You killing her. With every statement, she
like, don't you run your ass out.
God.
You only come out in dark time when nobody can see but me and you.
But he did have her locked in the house.
He did, literally. Did he? Her locked in the house. Like, she had to ask for permission to go eat.
I haven't watched
it. They said, Sparkle said that she was sitting there in the house and she heard somebody knocking at the door. And they was watching the game or whatever. And she kept hearing somebody knock, and she told Robert that, you know, do you hear that knocking? And he looked back and was like, okay. And she said, can I come out and get something to eat? And he was like, sure, go ahead.
Who does that,
well,
though?
You know, I'm going to say this to you. At some point, you got to stop blaming him.
No.
You still hold him accountable.
This is what I'm saying, though.
Okay.
Hear me out.
All right.
Because I told you from the beginning, I'm not saying what he did is right. I'm not holding him up for that. But when you put yourself in a situation and a person is taking you down through there, sometimes you got to question your own self. I'm going to keep taking this? When this motherfucker leave, I ain't never coming back.
I'm out, right?
Because...
But it's like the show we had earlier with the lady from the domestic violence. They're so controlled by this one individual, like you a strong-willed individual, you know? You might be able to do that, but these, you know, their whole life is based around him. They don't have no other source of income. You know what I mean? They living a great life.
They really not living a great life.
Well,
in their mind.
They live in a big, maybe in a big house, but.
Right.
You can't, you got to ask a motherfucker, can you go out and eat?
I mean, but the age that he getting them, they got to ask their parents to do anyway, so what's the difference?
If you were 16, you got to ask your mom, can you eat?
Hell no.
All right, then. You?
But I know you? Some people that
what's
do.
That? Oh, well, they fucked up. I ain't asked my mom shit when I was 16.
I'm going in the refrigerator.
I'm going to the refrigerator. I'm going to get my ass kicked. But right, guess what? Right. I'm going to get my ass kicked with a full stomach.
I agree.
Yeah, but still.
You know.
I mean, he was preying on those people. Who
yeah, he, I mean, he's sick, man. You know?
Right.
Yes. So. I mean, I think the thing that you said makes the difference. So, like, my granddad was 36 and my grandmother was 16. They had a 20-year difference when they married, but it was one. It wasn't like he was going to several underage people doing the same thing.
Abusing. Building his harem?
Yeah. He didn't create a harem. He got a wife and, you know.
That was it.
That was it.
And back then, because the Facebook person brought up that point, but it was a lot different. I'm not justifying it.
It was because back then. Your parents will give a young
send daughter. Them off to, so she could work and yeah. and help, you know. So it was a different situation there. But I mean, that has been going on since.
It has been going on. Right? Yeah, it's been going on.
So it ain't nothing new. But the only thing new is that he's dating all the way down.
Yes, so he took it too far.
Yeah, and I think he became a predator.
Right,
right. You know, it wasn't. I like this young girl. I want to, you know, wife her up. He's like, no, I like young girls.
I like them.
Like, and this is what I like.
It's like being in the candy store, I guess. He wanted his variety of women.
Or yeah, like Zen said last week, you know, your watches and the different ticks.
Yeah, you know, men collect watches.
I like women. I'm a beautiful women, but I don't like young women to the point that they're kids. I don't own a virgin because I don't want to have to teach you how to do this on me.
That's a lot of work.
That's too much work.
I don't want to teach nobody.
And I don't want to be hitting some shit and fuck all that. Let somebody else take that part. Catch me when you're up in age.
After your heart been broke a few times.
Yeah, learn something. I'm not into teaching, and I don't like little kids. And I don't think that a grown-ass man should get off on a kid. So his mind state have to be somewhere jacked up as well. Because it's nothing that a young girl, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, can make me get up.
Well, take that back, because you have two maturities. You have your physical maturity and your mental maturity. Mm. So we have to look at the level of where he is mentally. And girls mature faster than boys.
This
y'all real slow. So therefore, at some given point, y'all real slow. So at your mental level of development, they may be a little bit of compatible.
Oh, they are only with y'all saying that because motherfucker can't read or write. You know, and that was jokes I should have hit him with in the gym. Read a paragraph, motherfucker. You know, pull that dictaphone out. Cause that's how you record all the songs. But, you know, maybe you're right. Plumfoot could read, can't write.
Right. You got to get one on his level.
Bitch, she can't read or write either.
Right. She just learned to read and write.
I mean, in a lot of ways, they probably were helping him. You know what I mean? Because he couldn't do that. You know, they were high school students. They probably were helping him write and read. And because they were like assistants. They weren't like
assistants.
You know, lovers. They were his property. You know, they worked for him. They did what he told them to do, when he told them to do it, why he told them to do it. So it was a different level.
You know what we should do? I wish you would have said something to me. We should get Zoe on here.
Okay.
Zoe was Aaliyah's bodyguard up until she died.
Okay.
And a great friend of Robert, too, as well. And when Robert had hit the mama. See, what people didn't know about R. Kelly was that he wasn't
explosive. Robert hit Diane?
Yeah. Aaliyah's mama.
Really?
Y'all didn't know that. Okay, well, here's how it went. And this is a true fact. You know, Michael.
So don't get us sued, man. I'm just saying, bro. Don't get us thrown off the airway.
Listen, it's documentation. What I'm telling you is true.
All right.
The reason why R. Kelly. The reason why R. Kelly, they didn't take it further with the Aaliyah thing is because he paid him. Y'all got to remember Barry Hankison was his manager,
right,
which was Aaliyah's uncle.
Right.
And that's how that came tied in together. But R. Kelly's mother died. Mike, rest your soul, was Aaliyah's daddy, good friend of ours. She went to Chicago to console him. Wrong mistake first. And we told Mike, you don't send your motherfucking wife to no millionaire to console him. He wasn't even close to his mother. She said, and this is out of her mouth, we didn't have sex. We just had oral sex. Stop.
Okay. All right.
She came home and told him, you don't.
Sharon didn't know her.
You know Diane?
Yeah.
You know Rashad?
I do.
Okay, I know him good. Mm-hmm. So go ask her. You know her?
Ask her, did you really suck R. Kelly dick? Really
did R. Kelly really lick your ass? Yeah, but he hit the mama too. And right there, lets you know the state of mind of the parent, the lady she is, because she still is the same woman to let this grown-ass man sleep on the floor in her daughter's room when they stayed in Sherwood Forest. Mm. She the same woman, like her husband Mike, let this grown man sleep on the floor with their daughter. Come on, man, in his bedroom. I couldn't never grasp it then, and I can't grasp it now. So somewhere, they had to be accountable as well.
They are.
So what you think this man doing when y'all going to sleep? You think he ain't getting there? Rubbing on your daughter, touching your daughter. He's just sleeping on the floor. Nigga, go get you a room. Ain't you R. Kelly?
Right.
Go get you a room, not room in here.
Right.
So, yeah, he a pedophile, and we know this. But once they saw the Aaliyah story, why did any of these other girls thought it would be different?
Naive. Because
you're naive.
Okay.
And you missing a daddy. There's something missing from there.
Well, that may be true, and I get that part. But the parents still had to be accountable somewhere. Even though my daughter is naive. And my daughter come home, or my son, you know.
It depends on the situation, because a lot of the girls said that their parents didn't even know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That the parents worked, so during the day they were skipping school, they were going to
but
his
a
house.
But a lot of these girls was from out of town.
He was sending them in.
Okay, so stop. You got a 14, 15-year-old daughter. Maybe 12. That's what he was liking them.
So some of they was a lot more like
17. Okay, still. You still had to can't leave and leave out, go out of town without getting no consent with your parents.
But like they was under the guidance that he was helping them musically. I know that one girl, that's what she said. She wanted to be a singer. So the one was in Florida.
Oh, no, listen, because like you 17. Had girls who go and spend a night over their friend house and y'all go. My mother worked nights. My mother worked three jobs. I done been places and did some things,
you
jumped in cars.
Oh, you was a little thot then, huh?
I was
you
not
was a little
thot.
Thot. You were a thot at 16.
Not a thot. I was very cognitive of what I was doing.
So you went to the church now, huh?
I wasn't doing
praise the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Please
no,
put some sorrow on
praise the Lord. I do not need the holy water. I was not doing anything bad, however.
Was you having sex?
No, I wasn't.
So when you was with this guy.
The 21-year-old?
Yeah, you weren't having sex?
No.
So what was y'all doing?
Hanging out. So that was my buddy. Yeah, in my eyes, it was cool.
So y'all didn't kiss?
I might have kissed him, yes.
So
I met his mother.
Wow.
And his father.
Wow.
Been to the house.
And they should have kicked his motherfucking ass when he found this little
young
girl in.
But that's the same thing.
I mean,
for sure.
They should have told their son, what the fuck is on your mind?
Girl, right.
They should have been calling 911.
But again, it's the people around R. Kelly, too, that just, let it go. Never said anything.
You got to understand this here. When I say the people around R. Kelly, I'm not talking about the hang-ons, the flunkies, the dummies. I'm talking to one about the people on the upper echelon.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the hang-on, the flunkies as well, though.
They can't say nothing.
Yes, they can.
How?
I mean, so when you saw something that didn't agree with you morally,
leave.
You say something.
And then leave.
And then leave.
But guess what? They on for one thing, too. The money.
I get you.
But that's everybody.
I get you. But
the upper end.
If somebody had said something, and maybe they did. Maybe they did. And maybe it was like, you know, get the fuck out.
Right. And I'm going to tell you how this
but if enough
up,
of them.
How he would address it. This R. Kelly show. You don't like what I'm doing? That's the dumb. He said it all. But he have people around him that don't have a voice. But it's people, like, at the head of the label. It was a lady named Kathy. I think her last name was Kathy Volson. Kathy something, but she was, like, the head of his label. Mm-hmm. He used to call her mama. And she would address these issues when it started coming out. He got her fired.
Where is she at?
That goes to prove that what they said, he was a big money bringer to the label.
Yeah, he brought money in. They didn't want to cut it out.
And they had a lot of lawsuits, low-key.
Yeah, you know, well, they talked about all the ones they were paying off.
They had to pay off a whole lot of settlements.
Had people sign non-disclosure agreements, so that's the way they were setting them up, so they couldn't have no conversation. And that he couldn't talk about it either when he was asked, because he signed non-disclosure agreements. So he had it set up, so it was almost as if that was as important as the music.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
People were
working on that level. You know, mm-hmm. Their daily jobs was to make sure. Because he was sending people out to recruit them. They would go out and look for young girls.
Yeah, exactly. He even sent some of the girls to look for girls.
Yeah, right. Go really? Be some friends. Yeah. Go get me some friends.
Yep.
And they would. I mean, and so is everybody was doing his work. That was as important to him as the songwriting or whatever else he was doing.
Feeling on your booty, huh?
Feeling on your booty. And the thing about it, songwriters, they're true, you know? They write what they really feel, and he told you. You know what? The lyrics were already telling you exactly. You know, my mind is telling me no,
but my body.
but then there's also some duplicity to R. Kelly, because he's also writing "I Believe I Can Fly."
That is the wild
and,
part.
You know what I'm saying?
It.
So where does that come in?
The fight of the demons.
That's the fight. Yep, the devils. The two. The devil and the good in them.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. The God and the devil. That was definitely what he was fighting. And, he had demons. He said he was sexually molested himself. So, you know, he had a lot of things he was dealing with.
The average person who has issues does things like that. That's usually the groundwork for it.
For sure.
There is something core going on.
So, did an older lady get him?
It was a man and an older lady.
So, took his ass off.
Oh, my God.
You going to laugh about it?
This your boy.
I can't wait to see this motherfucker.
You going to laugh?
Hell yeah, because he told us that story never. I want to know who took that ass. I want to know goddamn. So
it said it was an older guy in the neighborhood.
Oh. And his brother.
Made him sing a song while he took the ass.
And the brother said that the same thing happened to him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I guess that's why he believed he could fly.
His brother said, you stupid.
You fly. I believe I can fly. He tried to fly away, huh?
You silly. You
but he turned around and do the same thing. Boy, this crazy.
Right.
This
I mean, so that hurt people. That's just it, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I am, huh? Yeah.
Wow. He went through some stuff. And like you said, you know, it was something that...
I think in this... Everybody in some lifetime or some shape, form, or fashion go through something.
Oh, for sure.
And it might not be someone molesting you.
Right.
Life itself is hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Without question.
But that don't make you turn around and try to conflict that on another person because your life was hard.
For sure.
Because at the end of the day, God still turned around and took that negative and made it a positive and blessed him with his career.
Yeah, but there's some psychological effects that go along
but
with
see,
being abused.
But see, here's the funny thing about that, and you're right. They saw this before they signed him. Before he got real big,
they couldn't
cut it off.
They could have helped him then.
I mean, the money train was too big.
I'm saying before the money got there.
But
I think the even his high school choir teacher, though, said she knew there was something going on.
But she was trying to talk to him. Yeah. And
here's the thing.
He was hanging out at the high school. He was 25 years old, going up to the high school, hanging out.
But an alcoholic, you can't help them unless they ready to accept the help. So if he's a sex addict or whatever condition he has,
probably at that time he didn't know he was this much animal like that inside him.
Because he wasn't that vicious, sure. But like you said, you seen the signs.
That's what he liked. I mean,
that's what he liked. I mean, the high school lady in high school said she had to tone him down from his aggressive lyrics. She was like, it was so sexual. It was stuff that you shouldn't do in school. She said, as a matter of fact, it's stuff you shouldn't have done at all.
Right.
Like, say at all. So.
And she admitted that he was a genius as far as musically, but it was what he wanted.
Well,
you know,
Black
this
said
is,
he was trained to hit that note.
That's how he got trained. That's how he
came out, believe he can fly. He was trying to fly, huh?
You are horrible, man. Okay. All right.
Nah, he horrible. I'm just keeping it 100.
He is.
I mean, that's
he
something he ain't had none to control. You can't blame him for being molested.
Yeah, hey, let me say this to you.
He was a kid, man.
Okay, there it is here. If I was a kid, no disrespect to you or you, and say she was a man, and she did this to me, and I'm right then and there, I'm running. I'm not going back to your house
again,
to play with you no more.
You're strong-willed, but you got some of them people. And what he thought was...
What he thought?
This person is older than me. I'm intimidated. I'm scared.
Yeah, right. If he was a kid. Come on, you can't go there, Black.
And
you
know, I can't
how
go there.
Because you know, if you say something, I'm going to kill your mama. I'm going to kill your daddy, whatever.
Okay, well, guess
you
what? Mama, he going to kill
care
you
because
he's trying to rub on my leg. I'm running, bro. I'm not letting
how you,
go.
That's
how
what
you
the
running?
Adult Black is saying.
Yeah, right.
Kid right. Say,
the black kid would say that. Listen, I'm the same way I was when I was a kid. You know this.
You ain't the same way you was when you were seven.
Man, I'm not finna be at nobody's house in the grown man. I'm telling my mama. My mama told me if somebody touched you,
that might have been a situation. His mother may have left him with him. It could have been somebody that they trusted.
Well, he's right.
Maybe mama got paid off.
Because he said his brother said that he came to him and told Robert that he was being molested. And Robert said that, no, you ain't. That didn't happen. So, I mean, you
he
don't
said,
know the
so
dynamics,
I know I couldn't
but
go to my parents.
I hear what you're saying. I hear where you're going. Because seven, eight,
you're a kid.
You
know what? You are a kid.
Maybe she'd been trying to read, learn how to spell.
Yeah, right. Obviously.
Then being with a grown man. That
he probably should have been, but I don't. The situation.
But that still make it right. He fucking kid because he got fucked.
Yeah, you're right. I mean.
No, but that is an effect of it. I mean, so.
He should have went to his counselor.
They should have gotten
him. Got no counselor in the projects.
Right, they should have gotten him. What I would say.
What the hell? He was living in the projects in Chicago.
You know what the surprising part about it, though, is that he didn't turn to boys.
Right.
Hold on. We don't know that. We don't know what he turned to.
That's true. That probably just ain't got out.
One
of the girls did say that he was sleeping. It was two guys and her and R. Kelly and the.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know him as that part, but come on now.
Yeah, well.
Well, she said it.
I mean, a freak is a freak.
Well, he looked that girl
a freak.
Booty.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Well.
He licked that girl ass so bad, she probably still don't need no tissue.
Which girl is this?
The 14.
Is that the one he peed in her mouth?
I still haven't seen that video.
Oh, you
do
never
I
saw
want
that?
To.
Hey,
right.
Hey, you know
I
what the funny
to.
Thing is?
I saw it. I'm sorry.
The guy who stole that video was Doc.
So the girl says she stole it first.
Sparkle?
Mm-mm. The other one. The 17-year-old.
She lying.
But she says she gave it to him. She says she gave it to the security person.
Well, Doc is the same guy that broke in his house recently, was a good friend of ours, too. He stole it. They biggest problem with R. Kelly and them and their whole crew was, no matter what, even Mario had that problem. They videotaped everything, wherever they went, whatever they did, sexual, whatever, they videotaped.
That's dumbassness.
Dumb in a fuck. And when, okay, you remember Mr. Big, when they beat Mr. Big up?
Mm-hmm.
It threw him out. That happened, but it happened to this guy named Doc. Doc was trying to mess with R. Kelly's wife, Andrea. He liked her, and he was telling everything. So Robert would tell her he going out of town, but he had a penthouse downtown Chicago, and Doc told. So they went on tour, and they said, when you go to, two things you go to Robert Bus for, either you in trouble, or you finna get paid. Well, he went to the bus, and he got his ass kicked.
Oh, did he?
For telling.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, you know, it's a lot of Robert stories, man, that...
Yeah, we could do like Dave Chappelle. You know, we could do the true...
True story of R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's story. Based on Black. You know what I'm saying?
I just told you. That's why I told you the brain.
We can do the true R. Kelly stories and we can act them out, you know.
Mm-mm.
You know, blow up just like Rick James.
So if you met R. Kelly,
we good on that.
What you done?
We good on that. I've never been a big fan of R. Kelly.
Okay, but if you was that 16-year-old when you met the other guy and he wanted to take you to the show and
ain't nothing cute about R. Kelly. Never. Ever.
The only thing cute about R. Kelly is the money. Right?
Mm. I'm not a money hungry person.
But at 16.
I still wasn't money hungry.
Okay, well, you said you wanted the guy that was older.
He was a boxer. He was cool. He kicked it. He was nice looking. I mean,
well, boxing don't nice look. How did he be getting his ass beat?
He was from Crunks. He was just starting out. He was junior lightweight.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And where he at now?
You know,
he's actually
used to date
training
a champion?
Boxers. What?
You done dated with a champion? You know, somebody you want to...
That nigga wasn't no champion. Champion dating young girl. He was a pedophile, too.
He probably
training out. Young boys, too.
He got knocked out for looking at a young girl in the audience.
For sure. Too hard.
I'm not messing with y'all.
You gonna say, he boxed that crack.
He did!
What is the law? What's the law?
The age of consent, you mean?
Yeah, what's the
so, law? Yeah, I did look that
is it,
up.
Is it 18?
It's 16, 16 in Michigan. 17 in Illinois.
So it's legal?
At 16, you're legal.
At 16, you can older,
younger
consent.
Than that, at 13, 14, when your kids go to the doctor, you don't have to be in the room. And they can ask for contraceptive, and they're okay. They do not have to get your permission.
Wow. I guess
so
that's why
17 is legal, so...
16.
You could talk to somebody no matter what age at 16.
As long as the parents don't have an issue. I mean, past that. But yeah, no. It's not a problem.
So yeah, that's wrong.
You're a little nervous right now?
Yeah, I looked at, like, when was this established? You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, well, couldn't have always been an age of consent. But in the 1880s, it was 10.
Because you got to realize, back then, parents was giving their daughter away.
Right.
For sure.
1920 is when it became 16.
Mm-hmm. So, it's just different. It's somebody
and still, like in Africa, they still do that.
Oh, the age in Africa is
younger than that. 12.
Yeah, 12 like that. Right
now.
Old enough 12. To work. When you're old enough to work, you're old enough to be consent.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't that scare you?
Somebody has 7.
Yeah, right.
Don't that scare you, being a parent?
Well, I would
how old is your daughter?
16.
Wow, she's legal.
She is.
Let me ask you a question. Don't have that dumb look on your face, Daddy.
Dumb look on my face.
That's a look of wow. Shit. So she came in with a guy.
He already said he saw the nigga nuts off.
I would cut his nuts off.
He did.
Let me ask you a question. So if she came in with a guy, 22.
I would cut his nuts off.
But why you gotta cut his nuts off? What about her?
I would cut his nuts off for dating a 16-year-old girl with braces.
But what did she tell him?
I had braces.
What that mean? And I know a woman 40, just 40-some years old, got braces too.
Oh, I would beat her ass.
But
I would cut his nuts off.
Why?
Because he knows better.
Difference? What's the difference when you was dating
she
a young
know
girl?
Better.
I never dated
you
no
dated
16
young
year old.
Girls?
No.
I mean, so the one thing I do know is, like you said, young girls don't get you off. But I don't know if you go to strip clubs.
No, I don't.
But... strip clubs, girls would lie about their age all the time. And you know, these guys up there getting aroused, you know, paying for lap dances and these young ass
So
girls.
I remember when I was like 22, I dated somebody that was 18.
Okay, same thing.
No, it's not. 22
She ain't going to the bar with you.
No, exactly. She couldn't. She couldn't hang out.
She couldn't
drop her off. Yeah, I go to the bar.
Was you hitting her?
Hitting her hard.
Okay, well then, you slash.
No, I wasn't a pedophile. I was 4 years. She's 18, man. What did you say?
No, that's the same thing.
Well,
I guess it is. Well, I guess what she said is legal, huh? So
yeah, it's legal.
Y'all wasn't able to do the same things.
Some things
that's
we could
true.
Do.
Could she go get a room for you?
I could go get a room for her,
but she couldn't go get one for you. So you couldn't.
She couldn't buy cigarettes, liquor, or go get a room.
Drive. Hell, she couldn't drive at 18.
She was 19.
She was in school.
And was dating a 27-year-old
university.
Let's get. Not 18,
put her out
27.
There. 18, she was going there. She just started going to school there. What are you talking about? I met her at the festival and I was working at the festivals.
You alcohol.
That was my.
You need to hang out with. You need to get a job
with
Robert,
huh?
We're going to get you a job, man, with Robert.
I know you ain't talking.
Oh, you got young girls?
Yeah, I love young girls, but stop.
What's the youngest?
I don't fuck with 18 year olds, 19, 23.
I was 22.
How old are you now, Black?
I'm old enough.
So what's how old are you now?
I'm old enough.
Yeah, how old are you?
I would never tell y'all how old I am.
Oh, he's 50. So.
Oh, okay.
Hey, so you want to throw these other, whatever. Well, I like them young, but I don't like them.
So what's young? You like 30s that, right now?
He said 23.
Oh, 23.
I have dated a 23, y'all.
Like, so what can a 23-year-old do you now?
You are R. Kelly.
Because I wonder what you all would have in common.
No, I haven't dated a 23. Now, the last girl I dated, she was about 30.
Okay. So 30 and 50. Yeah.
About 30?
Yeah, she about 29,
so that means she
30.
Was 27.
No, she was 28, 29. I bought her first car. I was like that.
So you are R. Kelly.
Goddamn right to a certain extent. I just ain't fucking with no kids.
I got you, but you like the whole younger thing. So
well,
you
the only reason why I like younger women because of this reason here. Older women are already molded and they already damaged goods.
Damaged.
And he said mold them. He said mold.
And it's fucked up because
Sharonda, we're damaged.
Y'all,
we on the clear track.
Y'all damaged like motherfuckers. You know, I was raised from women. And all the motherfucking women in my family is retarded. They got shit in their brain. So I don't want none of the motherfuckers y'all
So you
done.
Want somebody fresh?
I want something that you know I can teach and we can grow
oh,
and
so
build
we don't
something.
Grow no more.
No. Y'all, because y'all got what y'all
we
mind.
We on the clearance
so
rack.
Basically.
Ooh,
right.
The wisdom of Black.
Ooh, we call
the
it on the clearance rack.
Wisdom of Black.
I repeated what
you
right,
put them on discount? They discount?
She's not as old as me. So.
But she fucked up in the brain. She just thought it was all right to go with a boxer at crime. But it's cool, though. I mean, y'all like sisters to me. You know, I'm trying to get y'all some game. The game had to be chose to be sold.
Us,
you know what I mean? And I'm giving it to y'all free.
Give it to
us. We needed you last week.
Well,
we don't need the game.
Uh-oh.
Well, your game wasn't that good. You going to tell about an old boxer from crime. Only motherfucker came out.
I'm 16.
Oh, okay. R. Kelly. You was a little thought back at 16.
I was not a thought.
Hanging out, telling your
mama.
I was
very conscious.
But you telling your mama, you going over your girlfriend's house and you going over Billy Ray's house, huh?
I didn't have to. My mother worked nights. My mother worked three jobs and went to school.
And you was out here being bad.
Mm-mm-mm.
I was not. I was a very good girl.
You took advantage of the opportunity.
But I took advantage of the opportunity. I will say that. I was at places I shouldn't have been. When I told her I was here, I might have been there. But doing anything wrong, no. So, now, I will say that I had a lot of parties at my house. Nothing was going on, but if my grandmother and my neighbor would have been like, shit, yeah, after 12, when my grandmother went to sleep solely and before 6, so I could get everybody out the house before my mother would come home, house was clean, I had a party every weekend, nonstop. People constantly coming.
There was stuff
coming.
Going on at the house.
Maybe you wasn't.
It really
wasn't.
Maybe
you wasn't.
No, but it really wasn't. I promise you. Because we were playing cards. Now, what might have been going on was I might have took my mother's liquor and refilled it because she didn't drink. Now, if they went out on the top porch, they smoked, but nobody was being sexual. It was just merely everybody having
fun. And
your
grandma was there?
My grandmother was on the second floor, I mean, downstairs, knocked the hell out. You knew after 12 o'clock, she was good and sound asleep.
And y'all was up there doing...
Having fun.
Oh, wow.
All the neighbors was in on it.
You couldn't invite me to that party.
All the neighbors.
Listen, she couldn't invite me to that party because somebody was getting fucked that night.
Hey.
It was going down. It was going down. They got to put a blanket.
I'd
have blown my blanket in the pillow and put it in the tub. Somebody was getting fucked that
somebody
night.
Was
in the pillow, put it in the tub.
Fucked.
All right. How much time we got back here? What, about 10 minutes?
Shit.
20. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll keep it just going.
So let's talk about, like, what are the ramifications for R. Kelly now?
Okay.
You know, I know we talked about it before the show, but what happens now?
Nothing. He keep on fucking young kids because they're going to allow him to. It's easy for him. This is norm now.
So Sharonda asked the question before. Do you think it's going to hurt his ticket sales and his...
It's hurting him now.
So he can't tour? You don't think he'll be able to tour anymore?
He's touring, but he's not touring, if you notice, in the big venues anymore. Think about it.
It's no longer Little Caesars Arena. It's the Fox.
He ain't been in none of those. Mm. He's been touring in small little cities.
Yeah, he went through a period where his stuff was getting canceled big time.
All the time.
Because people were
coming out. And this is the reason, another reason why they came out with this to hurt his career as much as possible.
Yeah.
For sure, without
question. He's not going to be... All the great things he have done, as far as music-wise, now have a mark by it. So he's not the most greatest artist anymore. Because that's, with this pedophile, is overshadowing all the body of work he have done.
Mm-hmm.
And it should.
So if I roll down my windows and play Chocolate City, people gonna look at me crazy right now if I go to the city?
Some people might be like, you are a Kelly lover?
Right.
Roll the ass or dude, give you one of these.
Right,
flick
right.
you off, uh-huh. you know. But I ain't gonna lie to you. I like R. Kelly music. I still listen to it.
I do too.
It's not gonna change the way I feel as far as his music wise, because you can't take that away from him. But as a person, he need help.
Yeah, I can't support his stuff though.
He need help.
I like his music.
When I go to,
so you continue to listen to R. Kelly?
I got.
Hey, she's still gonna step
playlist.
In the name of love.
Ding, ding, right.
Ding, ding, ding. I mean, right. How can you not? I mean, it's a lot of artists
it is.
That have done a lot of things and people still listen to their
so
music.
So what's hurting Drea, his ex-wife, is somebody posted a video of her about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was listening to R. Kelly on live, Facebook Live. She was mm-hmm. singing it, saying, yeah, this is my baby daddy. I know we didn't get along, but, you know, his music is still great, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, nah, she on TV crying.
Right.
So, yeah, you can't.
You know, it was to the point where.
I think that was money for her big time.
Yeah, she needed the money. Mm-hmm. Child support stopped. The kid's old now. She's not getting that check probably like it
she
was.
She ain't good in the face.
So she can't go out. She can't go out and get another Robert, because I believe she probably would for a check.
Mm.
But it's like they said, when an old woman get old, she can't sell pussy no more. She got to sell dinners. So it's the same thing with her. Her
face. I ain't never heard that saying before in my life.
Well, you heard it. You heard
first
it now.
Time I done heard this.
Well, when an old hoe can't sell pussy, she sell dinners.
So pussy always sells.
Huh?
It's pussy always sells.
Well, when you get old, you got to get that motherfucker away, because somebody don't want that old ass pussy.
I don't know.
You gotta sell a dinner.
Prostitution is the oldest form of career mm-hmm. in the world. That shit always happens.
Yeah.
It's okay. Always an old man.
Well, you go to Google that, look that up. See what old hoes do.
Y'all draw before we do.
That's okay. That's why we can replenish with the young women.
Gotcha.
Because once y'all get old.
It's the blackism.
Y'all old.
Sometimes blackism. You just get on the road, you just gotta let them go, woo! Man.
Y'all get old.
Old yeah. hoes.
So it's like
old hoes don't grow no more.
You know,
they sell. They can't.
I got
they
that
can't
one.
Sell the pussy. They just gotta sell
it. You know, and that's what she's doing. She can't sell no more pussy.
Well, she had that show, right? She was
she
on that show.
On the, Housewives or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
and she didn't last long. She didn't have no more storyline. How many times you can tell the motherfucker whooped your ass? Dove all season.
Yeah, she was.
She teach pole dancing and everything else.
That was
then.
She ain't sold a dance. That's why she did it.
She's very talented. Now,
listen, the girl is all talented in the world. You can't take that away from her. I just feel like this here. A lot of these women that's on there telling this story is only because they want
money.
Some money.
Yeah.
It's not that they really trying to get something to
they
be
need
saw.
Some fame. They need
you
some
publicity.
You know
what I'm saying? Now, if they was doing
they
it for the
avenue.
Right reason.
So you don't think none of them been affected, though, by
oh,
what R. Kelly
absolutely.
Did to them?
I believe
them? So. You don't
I think
their lives have been changed?
I think so.
Just from meeting him?
Money changes everything. I can get over it.
I mean, what about sure. the 16-year-old?
Do I think it changed? A little bit. Yeah, it probably changed their life a little bit. But just like we've been saying, at this day and time in the world, it's so much help that they can go out and get now that they probably didn't have back then.
Well, this is help. Talking about it is
always available.
But talking about it and making money off of it.
It's two different things.
Two different things, man. I'm going to tell you, when I went to the front row, the preacher asked everybody in the audience yesterday, everybody put your hand up who wanted to go to heaven. Everybody put their hands up, right?
You he put said, your hand up?
No. Not at all. I didn't. I just didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody got their hand up. He said he wanted that now. Everybody put their hands down. Same thing with these girls.
Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to die?
Goddamn right. Everybody want to see B with R. Kelly.
I heard that saying before.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I have heard.
I'm just saying, man. I don't believe they're doing it for the right
pussy
reason.
And dinners.
And that's the bad part about it. It's like black on black crime.
And it is.
And it bothers me, man. And like I said earlier, and no disrespect to you, when a white person does it, it doesn't get this much attention. Because
the whole thing you could look at now, this is what baffles me, this whole Me Too movement, and Bill Cosby is the only person in jail. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Exactly.
That makes no sense. And not even just Harvey Weinstein. What's the guy do? Matt Lauer. And Bill Cosby is
the
only one in
jail.
Yeah. So and the stuff that they were doing,
the
at least
my
thought,
they can't move
that's more recent.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Cosby stuff is like, 30 years ago, 25 yeah. years? And I agree with you on that, but
it's
we
sad.
Understand
it's
why
sad,
that
though.
Is.
It's sad, man. It's really sad, man. It's like, We will support bullshit when it comes to us, but we won't stand for nothing that will help us. You understand what I'm saying to you? And it's sickening.
Break it down.
It's just like with the President Trump.
You really want to talk about Trump? All right, let's talk about Trump, man.
I'm just giving you the comparison.
Yeah,
man.
For sure. Go ahead.
And the comparison is, man, we don't stand for shit. We don't. We didn't get out and go vote.
So again, you can't put everybody. In. Yeah, you can't put because some of us do. Maybe not enough of us do.
Okay.
Some of us stand for what we believe in and will not be moved on what we believe in.
What we believe in.
I believe in my own self-worth, that I won't take nothing than less than what I'm worth. I believe in who I am. I believe in Zen.
And that's a good thing to believe in.
Sure will.
But I have saw, like my mother. I'll give my prime example of my mother. I told my mother we was talking during the Kwame era.
Mm-hmm.
And how they was lynching Kwame. Kwame this, Kwame that. I told my mother, I say, wow. It's sickening to see that the age that you are, that you still got a slave mentality.
So it's programming. We are programmed. That's why they call them programs.
She was saying So your mom was saying,
get him out of there. He's wrong.
With the media.
Okay.
So the media programs us every day. It's up to you to not be accepted. That's why they call them TV programs. They're programs.
Right. You know what I call it? The dummy box.
Well, same thing. They're there to get you to think a certain way. That's what they're there. If I'm a station owner and my opinion is Kwame was wrong, that's what I'm going to feed you.
All of the things that...
And that's the reason why Bill Cosby is where he at now.
For sure.
Trying to buy NBC?
Oh, for sure. They told him to don't. Hey, nigga.
But see, you got to understand this, too, about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was a very opinionated man against black people.
Oh, he was.
I mean, for all that what he did.
I hope he don't expect any support from the community now.
I know he was.
Yeah,
right.
So, I mean...
You know him, too?
No. Hell no. No, I don't know Bill Cosby. And I wouldn't want to know Bill Cosby. You know, he was.
I mean, but he was also... He did some great things for us as well. I mean, you know, he gave us... programs
HBCU.
That made us feel good about ourselves, you know, that uplifted black people as well. So,
yeah, but he was very opinionated towards black people.
Well, you know, he's from a different mindset, but again, just like I hate to say it, like
Bill Cosby,
OJ Simpson,
send him a message. Don't drop that soap, Bill.
Yeah, well, they never want our help until they get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the situation.
True.
OJ didn't want it. He said, I wasn't black, I'm OJ. You know what I mean?
That was a statement that this man said. He was black as hell when he got to that penitentiary.
Oh, yeah, he black now. He black now again because they don't want him back around him. But when you living that life and you in Hollywood and... You know, Bill Cosby was at the Playboy Mansion chilling with, you know, everybody. But when things go wrong, it flipped. Now you want
to
come back
to the community.
Well, exactly. I feel like, like she said, what's next for Robert is he needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how he's going to get it, I don't know. Because, when it first died down, he should have then went and got help.
For sure.
Or just left it alone.
But he himself has to understand that he has a problem and he doesn't see that he has a problem.
I think he know he have a problem. I just think that once you get this taste of success, it overrides everything.
Hmm.
And then once you beat a situation like he beat, you get the feeling like I'm untouchable.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is exactly.
So he know he have a problem.
He thinks he's untouchable. Above the law.
When you break the law and you don't get caught,
you continue to break the law.
You know, I know.
Yeah.
Until you get caught. See, it's going to take a tragedy for he get caught and they send his ass to jail like Bill Cosby. And if he keep on playing with these white folks.
Well, so when they don't need him no more, he'll go to jail.
Oh, for sure.
And that's probably what's coming. Yes, yeah, that's what's coming.
His music is becoming less and less.
Yeah, so.
It's getting to that point and you can see it.
That's why they putting it out here.
And
so
and
now they're going to create a case.
Exactly.
Watch, I said this. They're going to create a case out of this.
And another thing that they brought out was like, you know, this is almost a stance against black girls. Like, you know, they don't matter.
Well, here's the funny thing. You remember the girls that he had in the house? They said he had to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
What they didn't tell nobody was one was a white girl.
And they had pictures of her.
It was a couple of white girls,
to be honest.
So now they took the pictures away. Because, like you said, they slowly building this case.
Yeah.
See, I hate to say this because it's true. It's cool.
Mm.
To the media, why he was doing it to his own.
Yeah. Fuck over.
But now the color changed. Sprinkle a little white in that motherfucker. You got salt and pepper.
There you go.
You're going to jail.
There you Robert. Go.
Pulling milk in his coffee.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. So we're going to get ready to wrap up, man. It's been another great show. Another great show. I really appreciate everybody's opinions and being here. Our Riot Squad members, Reveal Intelligence on Time. You know, that's what we're here to do. You want to say something? I feel like you hovering on the mic.
You want to say your thing, man.
Oh, okay.
We're going to pray for our Kelly, man.
We're
going to pray for our brothers, man. He needs prayer, man. You might need to give him a hug.
And some help.
I don't want to hug him. Why y'all trying to make me hug?
You might need to give him a hug.
You give him a hug. He might like you better than me.
Nah. Oh, and on that note.
I'm too old.
Right.
Me too. Way too. I'm on the clearance rack, remember?
That's for me.
That's true.
All right, so it's been good. Flavor Show.
Peace.
We out.
Peace.
Till next week.